and stand next to a window, if there is one in your room. If there is no window, stand in a place where you receive light. It could be fluorescent light, or it could be natural light. You can stand or you can sit. You can also lie down. And bring your eyes out there. See how far your eyes can see. See how the light plays with what you see. Pay attention to shadows, if there are any. How far can you see? Pay attention to what you see through the periphery of your eyes. Just what is in front of you. But the view range of your eyes, the corners of your eyes, the outside corners, the inside corners. Now soften your gaze and let what you see stream into the vessel of your body. Light, shadows. And as what you see streams through your eyes, notice sensations. What sensations does what you see evoke in your animal body? Your muscles, your bones, your fluids, blood, saliva. Vaginal fluids, the matter moving in your gut, sense what you see with the entirety of your animal body. Close your eyes and pay attention to what you see with your eyes closed. And bring your awareness to your ears. Listen to the furthest sound that you can hear. Stay with the pure act of listening. No need for interpretation. Receive the sound through the ear canals. Follow the sound as it enters the sanctuary of your body. Attention to sounds coming from inside the room that you are in. Do you need to adjust the position of your entire vessel, body, to accommodate the listening? Follow your instincts. Do you need your clothes on, partially on, or off as you're receiving sound? Attention to how sound resonates within and the sensations that what you're hearing evoke in the intimacy of your sacred body space. Stay with the sensations or the absence of sensation. It's okay not to have any sensations evoked. Tune in to the sounds arising from inside your temple. Can you hear the beating of your heart? Rambling of your gut, stay with the sensations or the absence of sensation. Bring your attention to your nose, the tip of the nose. How far can you smell? Trace the distance between the tip of your nose and the furthest thing that you can smell. Be that visible or invisible. Sniff around, adjust your body. If you need to move, move in whichever ways your body moves you. Sniffing around. Recommend your eyes are still closed. And You receive scent for what it is without attaching labels to what you're smelling. And pay attention to sensations or the absence of sensations that your smell ally evokes in you. They have memories projected on the invisible screen within. If that happens, glance at the memory through your nose, sniff the memory without attaching to the story that the memory tells. Smell the memory around and pay attention to sensations or the absence of sensation. Your attention to the cavity of your mouth. Be aware of any taste in your mouth. Smell the taste? Do you see the taste? Or is the taste coming through you, through your listening, through your hearing? Sense, taste the world around you. Sensations or the lack of sensation. Swallow saliva, follow that liquid full of enzymes for digestion, move through your throat all the way down into your digestive system, however far you can track it. Feel the taste in your saliva, moving deep into the dark soil of your body. Bring your attention to your skin, the largest organ. How do you perceive the world through your skin? You can invite your hands or any other place of your body, if not the entire body, naked or inside the clothing. To explore, consciously explore the sense of touch. Contracting in the areas of your body where the skin is in touch with warmth or cold. Attention to sensation. Attention to the places where not feel the sensation of touch. How you touch, feel through your back. Your feet, legs, your tummy, your breasts. Your entire face, your hair. Pay attention to how your animal body moves as you perceive the world around you through touch. These are the gateways of the animal soul, the ones we take for granted, the ones we can trust. The ones who predate thought and labels. They are yours. They are ours. They are allies. Work together. We singled them out just for the sake of paying attention. This realm of sensation alone, or lack of sensation, for as long as you need to. And when it is time to gather yourself back to relate with the world around you, especially other humans, you can make a conscious commitment to not forget the everlasting presence in this here and now, in this lifetime of your animal soul, your instinctual nature, the wisdom of your body.